Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. It is a happy hour sports with Steen and Scott. Steen.
Chat.
He's here. That's two. He's here both days this week. I love it.
It was a normal
one. You're pretty much here as much as I've been because I've been gone for two. So
you're going to be gone tomorrow.
I am. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700thechamp, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at happy hour underscore SS. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. We're having trouble with...
Uh-oh. You didn't tell me there was trouble.
No, not trouble with the show, but trouble getting my podcast up.
Oh.
The thing that downloads all the shows that we do... I can't get in, and so they're trying to figure out what's going on. So as soon as that gets taken care of, we'll be fine.
Technology.
Six segments on a typical day.
Yes.
Three per hour. We're going to have three guests and three of us. First guest, Zach Steenblok, coming up at 4:21. Maddie Nelson at 5, and B Styles at 5:21 because I have a golf outing tomorrow. So. Looking forward to that. What else do we have? Today is Thursday, so that's Steelers Browns. That's a
Thursday night football.
That's a huge game too. Yep. I mean, they're picking their games on these standalone nights pretty darn well. So, I mean that's a huge game. It's at Cleveland. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Twins play the Angels. Got beat by the Royals today. They mathematically may be out now. Not that many games left. So interesting to see what happens there.
As you say, they're 9.5 games back.
I don't think you're going to make that up in 13 games. You and I, Western Illinois, is on Saturday. Chiefs and Colts on Sunday. 49ers and Broncos on Sunday. Cowboys and Giants on Monday night. Some interesting stuff from Jerry Jones today. Some interesting stuff. From a lot of different places that we'll spend time talking about a little bit. Have to give our sponsors a shout out, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, and Palmer Group. Come and go. You can hear some come and go commercials on there. And of course, BetMGM, threw some money out there tonight. I took the under. We'll see what happens there. And then I took the Steelers money line. I don't know why I took the Steelers money line.
That's a different way to go. Yeah,
I took the Steelers money line tonight. So, interesting to see what Zach has to say today, about some of the, gambling going on. Where else was I?
I went a little different. I did, the whole Nick Chubb to score. The Browns take the spread and the total points as an under.
I definitely think it's going to be an under game, but heck, you never know when you, I mean, these two teams don't like each other. It's going to be very interesting. Last night after we got done, so we had a United Way Day of Caring. We were up building a deck up in Ankeny, did a whole bunch of different stuff. We had a blast.
Proud of you doing the whole manual labor thing.
We had a good time actually. It is a, it's one of those feel good moments. Yeah. It's hard work. And that was today's Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday before I came into the show.
It was 97, you tore it off. Exactly. Off.
That was not as much fun, but, a good time had by all. So I get home. I had to pick up. We had to put new tires on the Expedition and paid for that. Nana and Jen picked it up later. I went home, laid down on the bed, and I knew that I had a concert to go to last night. And I'm like, man, if they don't call me, I'm out. I'm done. I'm going to bed. And they called, and I'm glad they did because we went and seen Greta Van Fleet. I'll talk about them in a second. The coolest one, I didn't get to see the opening act, but right. I saw the second one, and they're called Houndmouth. And I think they did two songs, and the guy said, "You know, we have it's I cannot even tell you how great a feeling this is. We played in front of 25 people the other night at a bar. And they're playing because Greta Van Vliet,
Fleet
yes. heard them
yes.
and went, wow. And it was a three dudes. All three of them sang, drummer, bass, lead. It was unbelievable. I downloaded all their songs today. I've been listening to it all day.
Really?
And then you see the big band. And people today asked me, Jen asked me when I got home, what was it like? I'm like, I can't tell you. I don't know. It was one of the greatest concerts I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to come away with. I mean, it is.
I remember the first time that I heard them, let alone saw them, that I'm like, it's a revitalization of a Led Zeppelin feel. I mean, early Led Zeppelin, but like you yeah. said it best, the guy sings like lead singer Triumph. I mean, it's there's a lot of influences. And just for the record, on the Steen Happy Hour with Steen Scott. Scott was invited, but Scott thought he would make an adult decision and didn't go. And now Party Scott is looking down at adult Scott, very disappointed he did not go.
I mean, we went to two. I mean, you like the band, and we went to Angry Goldfish.
I know. You said it was packed, though. You know how I am with packed bars.
Yeah. We were 2 seconds away from picking you up and making you go, but.
Well, luckily, the rest of your party made fun of me for not going, and so I'll live that down immediately. Yeah,
So we held it over your head for a while. Maybe.
That's how it is.
Here's what I do know. And it was really funny. The bass player was really good, but played more piano than he played bass. The drummer was amazing. He had a solo that was probably 10 minutes and was incredible. And I do not know who to compare the lead guitarist to because I've never seen anything like it.
Really?
He was unreal. And it wasn't fancy, and he wasn't. I mean, it was just. I'm sorry. It was just badass. I mean, that's what it was.
Where was when we went to Styx and REO and stuff like that? Was same placement of the stage on the end.
Yeah.
So it wasn't around or anything. It was on the end. Okay.
And they pop. And it's amazing how quickly they can change, bands and stuff. And so then, I mean, when you listen to the lead singer, he talks like this. And then he sings at 22 octaves up and just belted for 2 hours at a level that this is a hardcore rock and roll. I mean, it's not even, it's not heavy metal, but it's that hardcore.
Right.
So it's not like if he didn't have a great voice, you're not hearing him over what they're playing because they're just so good. And man,
they have a very distinctive sound.
And he's no bigger than my Iowa State cup.
He's a 60-ounce Yeti. That's a good
size. He's a little dude, man. But oh my gosh. Looks like Prince.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like the little Dr. Pepper guy is what he looks like.
Little sweet?
Yes. But man. And okay. I still don't know. And a really funny thing, so I'm there with my two brother-in-laws, Chad and Aaron, and I'm like, we're throwing stuff out. You know, he's got that Prince. Well, it's definitely not Prince. But then you throw the Led Zeppelin out, but it's Robert Plant can't go there, and this guy just doesn't sing low. I mean, when he starts singing, it's up there.
Right.
And I'm like, guys, you need to go home and you need to listen to Triumph. But I said, Triumph isn't as good musically as this group is. So I don't know how big their following is.
It's like we saw the lead singer of Firehouse. How does he get that high?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was a full crowd, but they took the upper deck was curtained off.
Right.
But still, for a concert in Des Moines, Iowa on a Wednesday night, it was out there. And it was, you're an idiot because it was really good.
Well, I've got tickets to the upcoming Iowa Wild game. So the next time I go to Wells Fargo, I'm seeing hockey.
There you go. You know, maybe if you'd have been sitting in that particular place we were last night and the conversation of maybe a big concert coming up and maybe having a couple of tickets, you would have been in on that conversation.
I know. I'm fully aware of that. Okay. I'm fully aware of that. Thank you. Thank you for throwing that out there.
I'm just making sure you know what you missed.
Other than, unlike you in your high school days, I did not succumb to peer pressure. I needed to go home and just have an evening at home.
Right. So. But that was when you were in high school. You don't do that. You're way worse than I am now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Duh.
Hey, you know what? Steen on Sports. Happy hour with Steen and Scott. Steen on Sports. Let's get to some sports here sooner or later. Well, you know what? Do we have sponsors of this?
No. Well, I already did sponsors.
You did?
I introduced them.
Okay.
All right. I said BetMGM.
Oh, that's right. I thought about that because I saw.
I had to talk about and don't forget, you have a Triumph plaque and you have a plaque.
Triumph? How about Greta Van Fleet and I have the plaque?
I keep thinking. I have Triumph on my mind. So that's the other thing.
I'm not
going to
lie. You look like you stayed up a little later last night than normal. You look slightly foggy.
I was already so tired. Manual labor. That's why I sit at my desk sometimes and go, man, I hate doing budgets. No, I don't. I love doing budgets and answering ugly phone calls. I do that any day.
Let's talk about Thursday Night Football. I heard to use a lack of a better adjective, I heard the cutest thing from a gentleman. He referred to Amazon Prime as, you got to watch it on the app. Well, okay. It's a streaming service. But the way he made it sound like he can only get it on his phone, and gee, I hope I don't eat up my data. If you still got a package where you have limited data and you're trying to, you got bigger problems of watching NFL on your app.
Even if you're watching it on your phone and you have a TV that is of the last 6 years, you can throw it on your TV.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, we're not the king of knowing all this stuff, and we have that part down.
That's it. I was talking to somebody because he's like, "Oh, I got the self-directional antenna for my diesel pusher, so I can get DirecTV." I said, "Dude, I run every TV in my camper off a hotspot on my phone."
I do. Yeah. I mean, we have DirecTV stream
right
through my phone company.
He did though. He goes, "Yeah, but when you're tailgating outside of Kinnick, you don't get any." Stream or you don't get any cell service because there you've got 40,000 people trying to use the same line,
right?
You know, the usage is
and
massive.
By the way, there's no it's not it's city gating, it's not tailgating. I mean, there's no place to tailgate.
I've had some good times over at what do they call it, Hawkeye Village or whatever.
I know, but that's hard to call that tailgating. They have to come up with a different word. Tailgating is when you're sitting at the stadium.
If Iowa City had some unused bean fields like they do up in Ames, I'm sure they would have used them for parking as well. You're talking two different campus setups. They're two different types of beauty.
You're also talking about somebody that built a basketball court under the ground.
But, again, you're talking apples and oranges here.
Apples and oranges, I know. But Cleveland needs to win this game tonight. Something's wrong with Cleveland.
And we're going to see Kenny Pickett tonight, correct?
Mm.
Okay, look me in the eye. Great radio. We're going to see Kenny Pickett tonight.
I know. We're probably going to see Kenny Pickett tonight because that – here's what I think is going to happen. I think you're going to see Kenny Pickett tonight, not because Mitch Trubisky's playing bad, but Mitch Trubisky gets hurt because they're not they're not blocking for him either. I mean, both of these teams are not good. The only difference is Mike Tomlin will do – anything in his human nature to win a game, and I don't know if Cleveland has that in them.
I think it's a three and out and then a turnover or a turnover and then a three and out and then we see Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but I don't think either one. I mean, Kenny Pickett is not better than Mitchell Trubisky because he hasn't seen a game yet.
I know. Okay, now you don't have a lot of film on Kenny Pickett.
And that's also, though, the tough part about that, and I agree with you, and I probably would have said the same thing, but being devil's advocate, Mike Tomlin – doesn't like to lose either, and that would be saying, okay, I picked this guy, we all picked this guy, and now we're 1-1. They should be 0-2. We're gonna go, well, you know what, let's go the other way.
Wait, are you saying a coach is saying, hey, it's my guy, I'm gonna stick with him? Gee, we've never heard that before, have we?
But Mike Tomlin has been, but he's also never had to worry about because he's had that guy for 17 years,
right?
So, and there were times he shouldn't have stuck with that guy.
No, he was waning towards the years at the end, but I had given hope that there was some talent in Trubisky that just was stifled because he was in Chicago and leadership and ownership there, but I was hoping Tomlin could have helped him a little more than, you know, than what we've seen.
And that should be, I mean, seriously, they picked that as the Thursday night game thinking it was going to be a great game.
And see, the thing is, even from a fan base standpoint, less the game on the field, just the sheer rivalry between Pittsburgh and Cleveland, it's still going to be a highly watched game. It's still going to be, even if it's lesser, it's like the beginning ticket on a prize fight. We know it's not the final, you know, the final right. match of the night, but it still should be a good fight.
And Pittsburgh's, they still have to have that taste, right?
Right.
Because they knocked them out of the playoffs last year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Cleveland did. So,
yeah.
And there's no more Baker Mayfield, so you can't rally your troops
no,
in there.
No. But, I mean, it's you just said it, Mike Tomlin. He's pretty good.
Mike Tomlin
what he's done
is,
for a long time.
Mike Tomlin is a different cat.
He's going to figure some stuff out. So
and he's
I,
a Steeler
I,
for as long as he wants to be.
Right.
And he fits. But there are a lot of teams that would like to have him as a head coach. Nathaniel Hackett. If Nathaniel Hackett, and I'm a Denver Broncos fan, and Nathaniel Hackett is my quarterback, the first person I'm calling is Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, why didn't you come here with him? That's what they wanted.
You said Nathaniel Hackett as your quarterback, as your coach,
yes. for your quarterback.
Yes.
They hired Nathaniel Hackett thinking that Aaron Rodgers was going to come. And now they're stuck with Nathaniel Hackett, and they're going, that was
Stuck with Russell
good.
Wilson that everybody's going,
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I know. Where do you put the blame?
There are times I think you can put it on the quarterback, but I don't think you can put it on Russell Wilson. He has too long of a track record. Now, if you want to put it on Mitch Trubisky, I get that. He doesn't have a track record of good things, so I understand that.
And Tomlin does.
Jacoby Brissett has played well, so we'll see what happens. We have Zach Steenblatt coming in. We'll go over the whole NFL schedule, maybe a couple of college games, see what he thinks. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700. Thanks to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. One Steen here, one Scott there. Another Steen coming up here in just a second. We are brought to you live. 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans, bringing sports your way every day. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour underscore SS, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. Social media wise this weekend, going through the weekend, coming into next week, pay attention to, we got a author coming in, writing a new book about Jack Trice.
Absolutely.
He's coming in on Tuesday. So he'll be here on a Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott Day. So that'll be a lot of fun. So a lot of different things coming on. Steelers-Browns coming up tonight. Right after our show, you're going to get right into pregame. Northwest Bank is the sponsor of this segment. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. A new branch in Ames. Three locations in Omaha. Many, many more across the state. Commitment that you can count on. Got a little feedback coming. There we go. Commitment that you can count on. They're taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, wealth management, and private banking. Go in, tell them Steen, Happy Hour with Steen and Scott, saying just make sure you tell them that Scott and I sent you in there. Open up an account and see what they can do for you. Member FDIC. My next guest is Zach Steenblatt. He is at Zach Steenblatt on Twitter. How you doing, Zach? Sad.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. We got you.
Hello?
Yep. Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
What's he doing?
I don't know what he's doing. We're Can you hear me now?
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Because we do the other one. So
you can, you talk,
sounds I'll... like he was, is he on some sort of commute train? Where...
It kind of what it sounded like, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Fire him up again. Is he going to talk about, he's doing obviously some NFL and he's doing some college wagering. So he's going to talk about that, what his mindset is for this weekend.
Yes.
He, does he go up to the Iowa State game?
He is going this weekend.
He's not in the Sioux Cup with you guys, though.
No, he is. He has Mike Lacy tickets this weekend.
Oh, those are good seats.
Those are really good seats. Okay, I'm going to try to.
Because we've got to. Yeah, I know. At some point in time, I could go up to Ames. I used to have season tickets like 15 years ago. Good Lord, I think when I went there, it wasn't even the South End was just a few bleachers in that area. But I think the game's changed a little bit since then, so has the environment. So when is the game on? Is it a
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock?
Yes.
So you guys will go up 7 a.m.?
Yes. Okay. Zach, you there? Oh, there we go. I got a ring.
That's a ring is a better
thing. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
You're very echoey.
All right. How about now?
There you go, buddy. How are you?
Can you hear me at all?
Yes, we hear you fine. You're telling me you can't hear us. I don't know what that means.
Hello?
Okay. That's great radio. All right. We'll give him a call back maybe next segment and see what's happening.
And I'm looking. Everything on my set is plugged in, so it must be working that way. I mean, our technical reason.
He's either trying to do it on speaker. I don't know what he's trying to do. So gotcha. we're gonna move on. Right. I have some. Jerry Jones said a very interesting thing today. He said, and this was his exact words, Jerry Jones implied today that Cooper Rush could supplant Dak after his win and how he's playing in their system. They just spent $195 million on Dak Prescott, and that's what you're going to say because he got hurt? Are you kidding me?
That's throwing belief into how is that when the walls are burning down, you throw your hands in the air and just scream everything's fine to me. You know that it's wow.
I don't get it.
The thing I saw was what was it? The Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite was we're really excited about following our team under this leadership, and it was Rico. He was showing a picture of Rico from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes,
the guy throwing the football next to the van. But I just don't understand why you would do that. But then again, there's a lot of things I don't understand about Jerry Jones.
Here's the part that's really wild about that is the one thing Cooper Rush is, he's way more accurate. I mean, Dak Prescott can make big plays, and Dallas loves making big plays. Cooper Rush makes the plays that get you first downs and keeps drives going. I mean, they spend a lot of money on Dak Prescott, and I don't know if there's ever been anybody in the NFL, any upper management, any of those people who love to talk about everybody else's players. Have ever said, you know what, Dak Prescott's one of our top 10 quarterbacks that we think in the league? I've never heard anybody say that.
Well, I've got Ezekiel Elliott on my fantasy team, and he hasn't moved off my bench.
Yeah, because they don't run the ball. They don't do the thing, you know. It's like he won't outwardly say this, but I think he's perfectly happy building this big stadium and making all this money and keeping all of his cronies and friends and everybody happy. And he only cares about wins and losses when he's crabbing on interviews that he does with himself.
I don't
know what else.
Yeah.
It's not ownership that you.
It's like it's like he knows the butts are going to be in seats no matter what the product is on the field.
See, that would be here would be how you would look at that. Is the Denver Broncos were just bought out by.
A group.
Like
yes.
Jeff Bezos, Amazon, or whatever.
No, I think it was Walmart, wasn't it?
Walmart. Yeah, Walton's.
Yeah.
They didn't buy the Broncos and go,
all right, here's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, we're gonna have TV, we're gonna make sure the games are being played in Walmarts across the country. Right. They said, you know what, we love football, we love winning football, we love Denver.
Right.
And
here's resources. Please win more.
Yep, win more. Yes, we're going to be sitting in the suites, and yes, I'm going to want to talk football with you, but not because you're going to do what I'm saying, because I love football.
And here's a year's worth of Sam Clothes membership.
Yeah, so, and here's $20 billion.
Right.
You know, and I don't think that Jerry Jones looks at it that way. He wants to be part of the story, and he's not part of the story. He is
part
not
of the story.
He wants to be the story. Right. He wants to be the general manager because he knows all this about football. You don't know. You made your money not in football. You made your money in oil or however you made your money.
I
have no idea.
It's that important to me that I don't know.
Yep. And I teams like that are in trouble if that's how they view things. And a lot of the teams that are in the NFL, you have ownership groups that don't want to spend money. Guess what their teams do? They don't win. But they're still making money.
Right.
The only people that aren't happy are the fans that like watching.
Miami's still winning, and Stephen Ross can't even be around for a few more weeks.
Well, he can't. And you know, and they're 2-0, but he had all that money in there, and they haven't been over 500. You know, so I don't – and he's not down there saying, you know what, you can't play Tua. I've never heard him even talk about football players in the Miami Dolphins.
I know. I hear where you're going with it. To start turmoil within your own organization for Jerry Jones to say that, I think he could surpass our money man. I mean, it's good Lord. He just got hurt, and you're saying something like that. That's kicking, you know, kicking the corn crib to get the birds out. That's muddy in the water. It just is completely a. I'm going to give my opinion. I don't care what the outcome is, type of thing.
Yeah, and the press in Dallas loves it because they know no matter what, they could go to the coach, they could go to all these different people and get quotes, but they can get quotes directly from him, and then run down and tell the coaching. Jerry said you came up and you talked over all the game plans. If I'm a coach, I'm like, I don't want you saying that out loud.
Right. Wow.
So when you're looking at a team like the Dallas Cowboys and you're looking at Sean Payton, and Sean Payton has cowboy ties and it's an offense I think would work with Dak Prescott or Cooper Rush. I don't know. Who knows? Why would you want to go do that? Why would you not want to be, if I'm the coach, to a certain extent, I want to be the show because I don't want my players feeling pressure. I'll take the pressure.
I think Sean Payton's got a personality that could, for a certain amount of time, hey, I need you to back off. This is what I need. Write it into a contract. If you do this, I mean, you're still going to pay me. You're going to pay me a lot. But it's I can make this a winning thing if you stay out of my way. But as soon as it becomes a winning thing, he's going to take, I put all the pieces together, Jerry Jones. I put all the pieces together, and he's still going to talk his deal and then muddle it up.
And then I just go, yep, he's, you know what, I get it. I got a Super Bowl, he doesn't, and we're going to continue, and I don't care what he says, and I'm not going to go stay at his house and have him wine and dine me. If he wants to hire me, hire me. If you don't, I'll go somewhere else.
Well, look at Jimmy Johnson won a lot.
And he had to leave.
And he's still not in the Ring of Honor at Jerry's World.
Yeah.
So that says something right there.
Because it was Jerry.
Right.
I did that.
Right.
Yeah. I get you. And then you look at the Cowboys and where they're at right now, and they happen to be, I had it here, where they were standings. They are 1-1. Probably shouldn't be 1-1, but they're 1-1. Mike McCarthy just looks lost. Have you seen him on the side? I mean, I don't think he does anything.
I
don't know what he does.
I think he's...
And you have a defensive coordinator that Jerry Jones really likes, Bob Quinn. And he really likes him. And Mike McCarthy's just standing down there on the sidelines, just kind of, I mean, you have two running backs that have run for over 700 yards last year.
Right.
You're not running them. I don't get it. Quinn. What did I say?
Dan Quinn. Yeah, you're right, Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn. Thanks, Zach. At least Zach's listening.
Oh, that's good.
He can't talk on the phone,
so,
but he's listening.
You've got your 2-0 Giants, you know, and it's
that's a game.
That's the game Monday night against the Cowboys. I mean, I am baffled of the Giants being as good as they are this quick.
And the Giants are at home in that game. There's a good shot that they win that game.
Well, the Giants are favored.
Yeah, and that doesn't happen.
That hasn't happened. I heard, what, 06? I mean, it's been forever.
And the Detroit Lions were favored. It broke like a 27 or 28 game streak of not. But right before game time, they went minus. They went plus one on the other side. So exactly. It didn't actually count. Even though everybody talked about it all. They talked about it so much that they changed the point spread by a couple of points, which is pretty funny.
Well, like we said, it's not about who's going to win. It's where the money's going.
No, that's the thing with the Cowboys. The Cowboys have money. The Dolphins have money. You have some other groups. You know, the New York Jets have money, but, you know, maybe they've found their guy. That's a game for them this weekend. The New York Jets, after a win, a win that shouldn't have happened against Cleveland, that shows that Kevin Stefanski might not really know. Because we talked about this on Tuesday, that for an NFL running back, it's hard to make yourself fall down. If somebody didn't say...
You're talking the Nick Chubb, if he would have just taken a knee, they would have won the game. Yeah. You don't do
because,
that.
Yeah, because they would have no timeouts left. They could have just taken knees.
No.
A running back doesn't get... Unless somebody specifically told him...
It says, here's the
this
play,
is
this is
what
we're going to do.
Do.
Right.
He's scoring, thinking, okay, they have to score on my defense. Minute 40. They have to score on my defense, get an onside kick, and then score on my defense again.
Right. It wasn't just one score. No. It was two scores.
It was crazy. But the New York Jets get Cincinnati at home. Cincinnati's struggling. I mean, I'm not so sure that you and I on the defensive line couldn't get to Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
They're not blocking anybody. He gets hit on every play.
What'd you say?
And now he's gun shy.
He's been sacked 86 times. The next closest person was not in this year, but I mean, as far as
in
the
streak. In the 40s.
Right.
It's double.
86 to 41 is the next person as many sacks.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's incredible. That shows you that you can catch fire, and if you have somebody that can sling the ball, because he can sling the ball. I mean, there is no doubt. He's not going to have a long career if they can't block for him.
Right.
But, you know, that's a lot of these guys are struggling through that. And I don't know. I got into this with somebody yesterday about my Ravens. Once again, we have 10 people on injured reserve already.
Yeah.
I mean, this is 5 years in a row. Change something in your organization. Right. You're not doing something right because
what's
nobody
the common
else,
denominator here? Right. What are we doing here?
Your strength coach? Is it the way you do stuff? Are you feeding them McDonald's every day? what are you doing that's causing
it's not Chick-fil-A, is it, Gary?
It is not Chick-fil-A. That's good for you.
There you go.
I didn't go to Chick-fil-A today.
I know there was a warning, an alert on the news.
Boop. Where was
Have you
he?
Seen this man?
I was expecting them to come to the office and just bring me lunch because where are you?
Yeah.
No, it was interesting. But those are some games, and we'll try to get Zach back on here. We'll see what's wrong. Get him in a place that he's not, you know, maybe he's on Mars right now. Who knows what these kids do?
If there's a bar named Mars, that's maybe what's going on.
It could be. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We'll be back right after this break.
From the capital city, it's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We are here. Steen here.
Scott here.
Scott there. Hopefully, Zach there. Do we have Zach
He's
there?
Here.
There's
yeah,
Zach there.
We
are. It's a show.
It's Thursday happy hour with a Monday feel.
It is. It's that kind of day. It's kind of dreary.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to be.
Yeah. You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Steen on Sports, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Zach is on with us. He is at Zach Steenblock on Twitter. How you doing there, bud?
Now he's just playing with us.
Now he is just playing with us. How are you, Zach?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing lovely now. So,
where he's got his mother's sense of humor.
Yeah, he does have his mom's sense of humor. What's happening in your world?
Not much. Just finished a golf outing. Got first place in tier two. Got a nice little legacy gift card.
Nice.
Not too bad. Excellent.
Who was the team of choice today?
Some ICS folk.
Nice.
Co-workers.
Where'd you play?
So, but at Legacy for Blank Children's Hospital. It was a perfect day for golf. Yeah. I mean, it was quarter zipping jogger weather. No sweating, anything. Nothing better you can ask for.
We have a outing tomorrow at Jester. I think they cut some of the rain out, so I think we're going to be okay there.
You should be all right.
Just 57 degrees though, which is I'm all in for golfing.
I'd rather do 57 than 97. I know that.
Absolutely,
so.
I'm in with you. Okay, let's start with you. First thoughts of Baylor Iowa State coming up this weekend at 11:00 a.m. in Jack Trice Field.
Jack Trice Stadium at a Mid-American Field.
Oh, okay. Thank
you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Alum. You're an alum.
But
I just got a lot of money, not necessarily an alum.
I don't like how Iowa State's favored. I think we should probably still be the underdog. It's always weird having the ranked team as an underdog, not at home. Seems like a trap, but I will be betting on Iowa State money line. So,
yeah, there you go.
Pretty excited. I mean, first game I'll attend this year. Pretty excited. Should be a good one.
Did you get your technical snafus taken care of with your tickets?
I have not yet. Okay. More to come on that one.
All right. So you work on that. And it's going to be a beautiful day. I mean, it's going to be a great day. It's the poop dogs.
As you say, is he on some sort of Husky train or
he's
something?
Got,
or
you know, going? Living in a house, got a couple of dogs.
There you go.
Can you guys hear him?
No, not at all.
See, studio next door wondered what was going on. So.
I wonder why Scott and I are barking on air.
That's my bad. Just call me Michael Vick for the 1700 The Champ today.
There you
go. Wow.
Probably not the best pun that you could use, but okay.
Reference?
No, it's funny. It's fun.
If you think about Iowa State's first two games, first three games, yes. What stands out to you on maybe things that you didn't expect, and is there anything that they're not doing that you think is a problem?
I mean, obviously the first thing that stands out is the defense. I mean, I don't know if you can count the Iowa game just because Iowa's been so deficient in the offensive quarterback category. But I mean, you got to play the games you're, you know, assigned to, right? And the defense has played great in the first three games. And I'm glad that just because we lost Ashim Young to the transfer portal. I mean, he's probably going to be the best player in our defense, but they're playing really well. They're flying around. You know, Hunter Deckers, he's getting some confidence behind his game, and he's running the ball more, which I want to see. So those are the two highlights that I think so far.
With Hunter Deckers, are you scared there's going to be a letdown game with him, or do you think he's to a level that he doesn't have to do absolutely everything, but he's still going to stay at that level that he seems to be at?
Yep. Just because it's his first year starting, he's a sophomore, I don't think there's a letdown spot, just because if he doesn't play well, you can chalk it up to him being young and inexperienced. But we'll see how that plays out, you know, and when we get to the middle of Big 12 play, I mean, this is really where the season starts, right?
Right.
So I don't think you can kind of say we expect more from you just because he hasn't played enough snaps against, you know, the Big 12 conference. So more will come from that, but I don't think he can let down in a letdown spot just because he's only started three games so far.
Right. Well, your dad continues to talk about his ability to do the check down and look at his options more than once. I think that's one of the big things for this weekend is to see him be at that level and get better and more confidence, like you just said.
Yeah, I mean, he's young, and, you know, we had Brock Purdy for so long, and
yep.
You know, Hunter Deckers is so much different He can, you know, you can tell Xavier Hutchinson is finally excited that someone can throw the ball deep to him, right? It's not just a slant, you know, check down 15 yards. He's running a, you know, a 25-yard post and then getting to the end zone. And obviously, you know, Xavier Hutchinson is the best player on our team. He is incredible. And I said this last week, too, on the radio, but Iowa State has had a lot of good receivers. He might be the best receiver to ever come through Iowa State.
I think so. And I'm basing it maybe some better home run guys. He's the best route runner and has the best hands. And if you can do those two things, you're going to have a long career. And I think that's a big deal.
Yeah, and he has a 4.4 speed. Yeah, I mean, there's not much more you can ask for the guy.
And Jalen Noel is good. I mean, it's the same. He's just going to get better.
That Lazard kid wasn't too bad.
Nope, but he didn't have that.
He wasn't quick. I mean, he's a big guy. And he's still playing that.
Blocker.
But
he was great blocking.
He's not the receiver that the receivers are today.
No. And I guess my thing I've thought so far, the only thing that you can be grumpy about is punting. I mean, if you're you know,
that's scary.
They're
each
not
time.
It
Get
is.
Ball
it
off.
Is. It's it and they're not going to see a better defense than the Iowa defense. I mean, the Iowa defense is number two in the country. They're not going to see a better defense. And the thing that I'm most proud of is they have three cornerbacks that can play on the field and hit running backs in the backfield and knock them down and defend the pass. We haven't had that. I don't know if we've ever had that.
Right.
Right. And it's all about, you know, like you said, the punting. That's just more and more reps you get. And it's not the punter's fault by any means. It's the people blocking, the guys coming at the punter. And that's something that will be fixed during practice. And it'll fix itself. That's the least I'm worried about is the special teams and punting. As long as we don't run a player into the punter and muff the punt and lose because of that, I think we'll be okay.
I have one. I want to talk to you about something else in Ames, but I want the one football pick tonight. What's your pick of the night for the Brown Steelers game?
My pick of the night is not on the Brown Steelers game. It's West Virginia -2.5.
Really?
Against Vautech. The Brown Steelers game is weird. The under is super, super low. I have Nick Chubb to score a touchdown, and that's about it. I just don't know. When everyone in the public is on the under, it makes me want to bet the over, and I just have no idea. But my pick today is the West Virginia -2.5 at Virginia Tech, I believe.
There you go. It's the younger Steen's pick of the day. So here's my sense. When did you graduate from Iowa State?
2018.
So in those, we're going on 5 years. In those 5 years, did you ever think that you'd see Iowa State drop a social media post and show Cy-Town and see what that would be like? Did you ever think that was going to happen?
I didn't, but of course they named it something stupid like Cy-Town. It should be named something better than Cy-Town. It's like a multi-million-dollar project, then named it the dumbest thing ever. It sounds like a kindergarten, preschool, daycare thing.
You need to have an opinion about it. Okay. You really do.
Hold on just a second. Disclaimer, Jamie Pollard, that is not Steen. That would be Steen's son, yes, who is an alum.
Yes.
So maybe you might want to change that. I don't know. Maybe that's not, but I think that was I think that had to do more with the marketing people than it did with James.
Yes, sometimes the simplicity of
I hate it.
You can take the Cy ride to go to Cy Town to have a Cy beer with a Cy steak, and we're good.
It's so bad. You guys know it too. It's Cy Town.
I'm just bright enough not to say it.
They should call it Cyclone Alley or something like that. Like something cool. Like not Cy-Town.
See, Cyclone Alley. That's kind of like what's.
I heard the Pollard and Light District, and I heard he does not like that.
Probably not.
Yeah, because when Jamie Pollard leaves to become some president or AD at, no, we'll say that for another time. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's one of those things, but. He's not leaving until that's built, and he has his first Cyber. I know that.
I'm going Georgia State to cover the 2.5 tonight. There's Zach.
There
he is. Old Coast Carolina.
There's Scotty. Thanks, buddy. Take care. Zach Steenblatt. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Listen to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Maddie Nelson.
Here's a look at traffic.